You're watching No Go Zone with Henrik.
What about Jewish space lasers? Tell us about Jewish space lasers.
No, why don't you go talk about Jewish space lasers?
I love this timeline. Why don't you talk about Jewish space lasers? Well, maybe I will, all right? Maybe I will talk about Jewish space lasers. That's the big theme here of today. Jewish space lasers, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in. It's great to be back with you. We'll look at that clip in a little bit more detail here in a moment. I mean, actually, how that unfolded, but it's fascinating. Love this timeline. It's as long as that comes up in whatever way that's been discussed. It's been discussed. I'm happy with it, to be honest. We're moving. The Overton window is moving. Tell us about Jewish space lasers. Fantastic. All right. Anyway, glad to be back with you, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wotan's Day, Odin's Day, or as you say in Svensk, Odin's dog, Uns dog. It is the 6th of March, 2024. Great to be back with you again. A little bit late and gay, but that's how it is sometimes. We got a great show lined up for you today. A little bit of this and that. Obviously, some of the Jewish space lasers. We have to look at this Dorito GMO tranny there, too. But we do have some other stuff a little bit later as well. So a little bit more serious stuff. We always try to have a little fun as well, of course, among the crazy stuff happening here and going on. Get a laugh at some of this stuff. Anyway. So we got that. We'll see what else we have. We got some other stuff a little bit later too. We'll see what we have time for. The Trump thing is kind of interesting, at least in the sense that they will probably let him run now. I mean, barring that they imprison him or something like that, they'll probably let him run. But I assume they'll, like, if he does get elected and if they can't cheat again, or if it's not enough or something to that effect, I would assume they'll just crash the economy together with, like, you know, disease X or something under his reign. So watch out, you know what I mean? He'll be accused of being a white nationalist. So you can get all the anti-Semitism accusations at the same time as he does all the things that benefit Israel and Jews. It's like a double. It's a kosher sandwich, I guess. To be honest with Trump, it's mildly enjoyable seeing leftists, you know, squirm about it. But there certainly is bigger fish to fry. Anyway, we'll look at that. Well, I got just a little bit on a little bit later. All right. So anyway, so that's that. We are going to just, I guess we can just dive right in. Where are we going to begin here? So let's play the full clip there of the Jewish space lasers comment, because it is kind of funny. And you'll note who brings it up here, too. Here's the longer clip there.
Trump is closer to picking his VP, and should you be on that list?
Oh, you know, that's the question everyone asks. And no, I don't think Nikki Haley should be on the list. But of course, President Trump will choose who he wants for VP.
Would you like to be on that list?
He's got a long list. I support President Trump in any way he'd ask me. But I can assure you it won't be Nikki Haley.
And can you tell me why so many people that support Donald Trump love conspiracy theories, including yourself? He seems to attract lots of conspiracy theorists.
Well, let me tell you, you're a conspiracy theorist, and the left and the media spreads more conspiracy theories. We like the truth. We like supporting our Constitution, our freedoms, and America first. So,
what about Jewish space lasers? Tell us about Jewish space lasers.
No, why don't you go talk about Jewish space lasers? And really, why don't you fuck off? How about that?
Thanks. Nice. Thank you very much.
All right. All right, there we go. I wasn't muted, was it? Let me go back here. Oh shit! No, I don't think it was. I saw muted all of a sudden. Maybe I muted that to just cough lightly or something. All right. Anyway, so who is this? Who is this woman? It's a renowned BBC journalist here. Let's check her out a little bit more here. Emily Matlis, British journalist. Documentary filmmaker, former newsreader for the BBC. I guess that's what they call it. That's more accurate. Stenographer. State stenographer. It's not always state, of course, but, you know, just, you know, establishment propagandist, you know, call it what you want. She was a lead anchor of the BBC Two News and current affairs program Newsnight until the end of 2021. She's currently a presenter of the daily podcast The News Agents. Oh, so maybe she was there for LBC Radio then today. Matlis was born in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, to British Jewish parents. So she totally has no dog in this fight. No dog in this fight whatsoever to bring this up and try to shame. Now, I know that they've, to use their terminology, leaned into the... Let me show it to you. I should have pulled it up. Jewish space lasers. I even saw... Oh, here's the article's not coming up about it. Marjorie Taylor Greene rages at BBC reporter asking about Jewish space lasers. Why don't you go fuck yourself? I mean, that is the correct response, but the thing is, it's not that she has to go with the whole thing, but she kind of deserves it, Marjorie Taylor Greene, because she can be kind of cringe and dumb on some issues. She's kind of not maybe on her feet enough to dismantle something like that, or at least like how it came up. Now, there were like tons of these articles, right? I think even this one, they linked to, was it this one? Greene ultimately apologized to the GOP conference for her past embrace of conspiracy theories, saying she didn't know what Jewish space lasers were when she platformed the idea. And it was like, she linked up some like article or something, and then later she talks about, was it the, not the Hawaii stuff, but the California fires or something like that, right, in some video or something. But anyway, these weapons are, they're like military have them. So it's not that. Now, the Jewish angle, of course, is kind of an extra layer to this. It is funny, though. I do enjoy that this is like coming up in mainstream circles. It's hilarious. Is, of course, that it's like, well, let's talk about who, you know, controls American foreign policy, military ultimately then, and like doing their bidding. Yeah, you know, it's not a stretch, you know. But yeah, Jewish space lasers. There are t-shirts and stickers and all kinds of things that they have done with this. So they kind of picked up on the memes. I guess it's them owning it a little bit. Here's something. Here's some mugs with it. I saw. Yeah, there's a t-shirt right there. Was wearing this? The Tool Singer. I was watching an interview, you know, because I like the drummer, the Danny Carey. He seems, you know, right. I like his drumming more. I don't know too much about his stuff. I think he's like into numerology and like Crowley or something. But anyway, so I was looking at that, and you know, unfortunately, with these things, you should never listen to interviews with like. And I knew this from before, but like never listen to any interviews with your favorite musicians or anything like that, because you realize how dumb and gay and leftist and anti-white and everything else it was. It didn't come up too much there, but you could, you know, you can deduce that from his work and some of the lyrics and stuff. But anyway, he was wearing this, the Jewish space lasers, Mazel Tov. And I saw they had the Goyim Squad. Look at that. Just rubbing it in our faces, folks. But yeah, no, that this is they are by law, they can enslave non-Jews. We'll look at that a little bit later too. Rabbi talks about it. Jewish space lasers. So that's the whole one. But yeah, so Mathis has no dog in that fight whatsoever to try to ridicule you know, that whole idea and all those kinds of things. Although I think it's ultimately positive. So, of course, what are they talking about, right? Directed energy weapon dues. I just did like a quick... We've played in the past of like the U.S. Navy's development of these optical, you know, lasers and weapons. And you're like, yeah, you can dismantle missiles from afar. It's a very cheap way of you know, like you don't have to have, obviously, you know, rounds, munitions. You don't have to load this thing. It's basically just whatever you get the power from. And yeah, you can disable aircraft and all kinds of things. We've played tons of clips in the past. So I found two. Let's take a look at it. Over the fact that these are real weapons, there are working prototypes right now, you know.
The UK laser weapon Dragonfire recently destroyed an aerial target during a test trial. Most details about the design are classified, but the Ministry of Defense hopes that the weapon could serve as a low-cost alternative to missiles and rockets, particularly when combating drones. The Navy has spent months shooting down scores of attack drones and missiles fired by Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen. Leaders have expressed frustration that the U.S. Navy is facing these threats without the aid of laser weaponry, or directed energy, generally. To date, certain versions of directed energy technology have been developed, such as Lockheed Martin's Helios system, but those programs have not yet been brought to scale. Future widespread use of laser weaponry in the U.S. military is somewhat in question.
The conspiracy... Where are we here? The hell, there we are. The conspiracy theorists were right again. Yes, they do have him. Here's one more. It's how long? This is not too long here. Let's check this one out.
The Department of Defense spends about $1 billion annually developing directed energy weapons, such as high-energy lasers and high-powered microwaves. These weapons can disrupt or destroy their targets at the speed of light. For example, DoD has developed high-energy lasers that have successfully shot down drones, but speed isn't their only advantage. They're also less expensive per use than traditional weapons like guns and missiles. Despite those potential advantages, DoD has had trouble getting these technologies out of the lab and into service. The Army has developed a detailed transition plan to support moving these weapons into the next stages of development. We recommended that the Navy and the Air Force develop similar plans.
All right. I'm not sure what that was from, but yeah, that's basically, here they are, right? The prototypes, patents on them and everything, and you could do them from high-altitude planes, and presumably, why not then from space, right? And you have all these... Wasn't there some footage recently that someone... I don't know. Of course, you can... Oh, no, I was, you know, buy this stuff, but it was like some green... What was interesting about the video was that it was not just like the green, you know, laser. It was actually like ambient light that was like scattered onto like buildings and trees and stuff when it was going. I forget what it was filming. I saw it in passing, like on Telegram or something like that. But yeah, it was that green. Now, some of that stuff they use for... measuring like altitude, like an exact, get an exact, what do you call it again? Topography or whatever the exact word is, right? So there are those, the footage of like planes just going straight over and actually like doing a laser. Now, the other thing with it though is like, okay, well, are these things safe overall? I don't know. I've been reading a little bit, trying to read a little bit about LEDs. Denmark just come out with a study like children under 2 should not even be exposed to any LED lighting, obviously because they're presumably their eyes are more sensitive. At 3 though, it's at two years and 1 month, it's totally safe, and it's totally safe for everyone else too. That's how it works, right? Yeah, it was like some EU article was like, is it safe? And it's like, we really don't know yet. So let's just launch it to market and let, because it's, you know, it's super, it's going to be this green transition thing now. So LEDs are presumably so much better. Wasn't there, got another clip on that actually. It's quite fascinating. I'm not sure how I got off on the LED track here, but just to make a point, right? There are a lot of shit out there that we don't know about essentially, right? So watch out for those LEDs. They give you cataracts. Maybe this is a reason why people lose their sight earlier. They look at LED screens all the time. I don't know. I don't trust it. Apparently, you can have those glasses, right, that blocks at least a portion of the frequency from the screens and the lights and stuff like that. If you have them, or if you can get them, get the incandescent light bulbs. Don't trust this new shit. Anyway, so back to Jewish space lasers. Unless we finished that. Let me show you some more here. Yeah, they did like buttons and tags and stuff. I'm not sure who started that, but yeah, they were big mad about this. Presumably, Israel has weapons like this, right? And that's one of the reason. Man, look at that bomb. Yeah, space laser, Jewish Gentile. Nice. Okay, this is from, what's the site? Concord Aerospace. What is this here? Activation panel, $69. And it's like some Sphinx in the background. Yeah, as you can see, they really picked up on this. Presumably because they don't like it, so they got to make fun of it, which is maybe why we should make fun of it more. I don't know. You decide. But yeah, American military, who do they do the bidding of again? Isn't that what it comes back to? I didn't see all the videos that Marjorie Taylor Greene linked up with her, you know, some of the QAnon stuff, whatever. And I don't always buy it, obviously. But anyway, the Boo Man over on Entropy says, Rare Night Catching, No Go Zone Live. Here's some things you don't think I only tip when lost on. Thank you, the Boo Man. I appreciate that. That's very nice of you. Appreciate that. Yeah, send us a super chat. EntropyStream.live/RedEyesTV. That's up and running. Odyssey. You can do hyper chats over there or Rumble Rants over on Rumble. All right. What have exposedflyers.com. Good to see you. Expel the Jews to space. That's a good idea. there you go. We got you in the rotation today as well. Thank you. One of our producers, exposedflyers.com. Thank you, man. New real estate. Is there new real estate anywhere? The moon? I don't know. Greenland? Antarctica? Is this climate change thing ever going to happen? Maybe they can use these kind of exotic weaponry and stuff to, like, clear some of the ice. We need new real estate. Lebensraum. All right, for everybody. Man, it's just too many damn people. All right. How we got off? How we got off track so badly? All right. What do we got here? Oh, okay. So the Trump thing, though. Speaking of that, because obviously the clip there was from the Trump campaign. He won a bunch of Super Tuesday, right? So it was yesterday. Bunch of the states. I think it was only Nikki Haley won like Washington D.C. and was it Vermont or something like that? Like super rich. Isn't Vermont like really Jewish? Is it, or maybe it's Connecticut that's super Jewish? One of the two, or maybe both are. I'm not sure. But anyway, so there she won. And not that it's. I mean, again, the Jews will do great under Trump. I don't know what they're talking about. I guess it's the. It's very hard. It's very hard to pin that down because I guess it's enough of the things that he talks. Although he does all these things for Israel, and he just won this award, right? Did we have that link? Can we show that link, producer? Can you please pull that up for me? Oh, thank you. Yes, there it is. Thank you, producers. I appreciate that. Not those producers. Producers here in the studio. There we go. He just won this, some Jewish award here, standing there with the menorah. Of course, they want to build a third temple and stuff. And although it's possible, they'll definitely move ahead on that under Trump. The part of the equation here is, of course, to destroy the West and Europe and Edom and all those kinds of things as well. So it's like a religious prophecy here. And you could have your liberal Jews kind of working against the Trump and stuff like that. But ultimately, the things he'll push will probably benefit them. Although, as I said, it's fun to see them, you know, kind of squirm or whatever occasionally. But frankly, the leftists on MSNBC... Do they have that much power anymore? I mean, did the CNN, they did at one point, and then it would be advantageous, right, to push back in this kind of capacity. But the few things that a Trump talks about when it comes to immigration or closing the borders or things that kind of like mildly stir up white identity, like it kind of did when it was there. And true, I mean, as much as they censored under him and the craziest campaigns to shut people down started under him, which is kind of good in a sense because it kind of ups the ante a little bit, and it makes it a little bit more real. They don't like that the cursor is moving that direction, and I think they at least those leftists, Jewish anti-white activists or whatever they are, genuinely feel threatened by that he's like bringing attention to these kinds of things. But he's not some, obviously, as we know, some white nationalist here that's going to do great things. But there is a tiny portion of that, which I understand that they might be like, ooh, this is bad or whatever. It's moving in the wrong direction for us and we have to shut it down. But ultimately, no, this is what he'll do. This is the kind of prizes he'll get. And the Orthodox, they really seem to like him a lot, as it were. Okay. Anyway, so we had another clip here. This is CNN here. I guess this is some of the shitlibs. They just can't stop talking about Trump's erection. What's going on with this?
Explanation was not they didn't like Donald Trump. They said he participated in an erection. And I have to, an insurrection. And I have to say, I got up at 5 this morning to do Casey Hunt's show and I'm exhausted. So,
of course. So the first thing you do when you're exhausted is you think about Trump's erection. Obviously, this is, the media is obsessed with Trump's dick. Sick people, yeah. So they're fantasizing about Trump hard at every turn. This is great. I'm just here for the memes, folks. That's it. Not shabby, not bad at all. And of course, if you missed it, we did a previous compilation with all these other crazy people doing the very same thing.
Who are going to sit and listen to the Senate impeachment trial of the former president of the United States who has been impeached for inciting the erection? Inciting the insurrection.
I don't stand for anything. I don't care about anything. I accept my own personal ambition. And if I have to embrace someone who just incited an insurrection against the Capitol that resulted in multiple deaths, then I will do it.
There will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on with that, but they seem to like it. They seem to be all titillated about this. They just in every either it's because these people are just like literally hanging out at orgies all the time in D.C. somewhere, and this is like how they just see the word, it's close enough, and that's what it, you know, that's what the trigger, as we say, a Freudian slip from these people. Because it happens so often, you wouldn't believe it. I don't think that's all of them either, by the way. I think there's others out there. So, Nikki Haley, Kamala Harris, right, are some of the... Well, Nikki Haley's out now, but, you know, speaking of these, and Kamala Harris is, of course, the VP. But they have they slept their way to the top. Nikki Haley was she cheated on her Jewish husband, I believe. Or was it Kamala Harris that had a Jewish husband? Or maybe both. Is it both that do? Forget what it was. But I know both of them slept their way to the top. And, you know, just before we move on to the serious stuff about the Dorito tranny here, this one was kind of funny, too, that I came across. Here's a woman sharing her true thoughts about how to get to the top. It's not politics here. It's within the music industry.
It feels absolutely amazing to finally spread my legs and be the person that I know I am musically.
Let's turn that up a little bit.
Spread your legs.
Let's play that again. Sorry, it was a bit low there. You hear that?
It feels absolutely amazing to finally spread my legs and be the person that I know I am musically.
You just said spread your legs.
Yep, that's right. I know when they sleep their way to the top. Which Jew do I have to screw to get into the music industry? Spread your legs musically. That's what it's all about, folks. All right. As you can tell, I'm very serious today, but that's how it goes. Yeah, isn't that how you make a woman sing, gentlemen? All right. What else we have here? Oh yeah, so the Dorito. This is fascinating stuff here, folks. This is good stuff. Doritos sever ties with the transgender influencer in Spain following online boycott threat. Right wing accounts on X called for a hashtag boycott Doritos movement, citing influencer Samantha Hudson. Alleged past comments on social media. That's not very revealing right there. I'm not sure what this is or what's going on. It's, of course, same as the Bud Light thing. Yes, you should make them feel pain or whatever, but it's also this, do you want to go back to having the Doritos? Do you want to keep eating them, but you kind of want to do it with like a clear, like with no AIDS attached to it? Well, guess what? There's going to be AIDS whether you like it or not anyway. So we'll look at that in a moment here. But here's the video that they released here. Check this out.
Ser perfecta no es fácil, pero te acabas acostumbrando.
No soy nada de eso. O sea, te
eres
falta.
Perfecta.
No, no soy
eres
perfecta. Soy súper orgullosa de...
The fuck do they have on their teeth here?
Es de ser totalmente quien yo soy y no oprimirme por nada del mundo.
¿Te pasa mucho que te toman por el pito del sereno?
Siempre. He estado en clases, he estado en charlas y a mi
I don't know. AI translate. Is this another tranny? I assume so.
Directamente ni me han escuchado. Me han dicho directamente que no me metan física porque es una carrera muy difícil y hay muchos tíos.
¿Te has enfrentado como a más descalificaciones en las redes sociales que en tu día a día?
Sí.
Es que yo creo
claro,
que la gente
la
en persona...
No van a decirte
no
nada.
No hacer nada.
Total.
I'm sitting here discussing the Doritos.
Lo que le voy a dar a todo el mundo siempre y que es el que yo me llevo aplicando siempre es que seas tú misma. Con lo que estamos grabando hoy, Dorito lo lleva... Al pie de la letra,
was that it was like mayo, mayonnaise,
no
Doritos? No.
Opinar, no.
Is that a lie?
Para la gente.
All right, I'm not sure what they talked about there. In conversation, Samantha Hudson. Is that what's? I mean, I know they just take names or whatever, but what's happening here? I'm. And it's not that this is like very rare, because this is kind of how it always looks. But I do admit this is another layer, another layer to the madness here of like, Wait, okay, what? Like, it, really? This is... I mean, I know with Bud Light, they picked... what's his name again? Dylan Mulvaney, right? He didn't change... Did he change names or something? Or did he have some... Did he have a girl name or he didn't even pretend anymore? Anyway, is this a Spanish tranny? Or I don't... Anyway. Just take in the beauty for a little bit. And just think about this, too. That it's like, this is Doritos. They're doing this. And it's, of course, completely in line. It's completely... Completely sensible, considering like how much GMO is in that shit, how many versions of like corn that just like from Monsanto to Syngenta, and I can't even remember all of them now, of just how bad this shit is for you. We should. I have a different take on this than most conservatives, including the End Wokeness account that was like, let me see here. What if I search on it? It's always that, right? That's like the Jewish. The Jewish AstroTurfed account and wokeness, and then Doritos. I think I can just search on Doritos, and it will come up. What did it say here? Oh, this is one of the top ones here. Let me check this out real quick here then. Yeah, this is who Doritos just partnered with to be their brand ambassador in Spain. You know what to do. Boycott Doritos. Make it trend. Let me see if there's another. Is there another one here? Oh yeah, here's another one. Advocate for the destruction and for the annihilation of the traditional family, brand ambassador for Doritos, and self-described pedophile Samantha Hudson. I haven't checked this out yet. Let's...
Yo abogo por aniquilar y destruir por completamente, abolir la familia tradicional nuclear monógama. No es que vaya a darle una paliza a mis padres, ni mucho menos, pero creo que ya está bien de tener un canon estandarizado. Yo abogo por aniquilar y destruir por...
Man. That's some wicked teeth right there. Oof. Yeah, now let's talk about where it comes from. Okay, yeah, here we go. Here's the Gentile News Network here. What's the follow-up here? What are you talking about here, bro? Now talk about where it comes from. The nuclear family must be destroyed and people must find better ways of living together. Whatever its ultimate meaning, the breakup of families now is an objectively revolutionary process. Linda Gordon, Jewish feminist, Functions of the Family, and I guess, yeah, from a book, I assume, or something, or maybe a magazine, Women, A Journal of Liberation, Fall 1969. Was it, what was that again? Was it, what's the London School of Economics publication that they have? What is that called again? They have a publication. I forget the name of it. Family, A Tyranny That Must End, or something to that effect. God damn it. I can't find the link for it now. Maybe some remember what the London School of Economics was, but they had pieces and over and over and over again. And, you know, many times it's written by... feminists, Jewish feminists, yeah, Tyranny of the Family, or it was something like that must end or something. Anyway, I'll have to find it later. I remember I saved the piece for a while. I was like, I got to do something on this, and I just didn't roll around to it. Now it would be perfect time to bring it up. But anyway, this is classic, right? This is what they have to do. And in many cases, what's funny about this, of why there's so many Jewish feminists, is of course they treated horribly, like Orthodox families, like tons of like abuse, rape, and like we just, what was it, the 30 women that were imprisoned by this rabbi, the New York Post or something that had a story, Rabbi Horror House, what was it again? I'm doing this on the fly to that fly today. Yeah, House of Horrors, remember? It's like, gee, I wonder why all these, but then ironically, the rhetoric is like, but now let's destroy, you know, white families and Western civilization. You know what I mean? So then you know it's like a gay op. House of Horrors, rabbi takes cushy deal. Thanks. After pleading guilty to enslaving 30 women. A Jerusalem rabbi accused of enslaving 30 women in a cult-like home dubbed the House of Horrors has pleaded guilty to lesser charges in return for a lax sentence of community service and cash compensation to his victims, according to reports. Aaron Ramati had been charged with enslavement This is what the giveaway there first was like, oh, okay, so then it has to be like maybe like white, you know, Eastern European women, Ukrainians, Russian. That's common, right, in Israel, where they do those sex crimes in other countries, then they flee and get immunity in Israel. There's no extradition treaty, things like that. And it's also legal by Jewish law to enslave non-Jews. I'll show the clip here a little bit later. But then there was another thing which we roll around to. It was like, oh, okay, he actually just probably went after other Orthodox Jewish women. So they do it to themselves, too. Minor assault and obstruction, just as among other charges, but reached a plea agreement for holding people in conditions akin to slavery. The deal came with a cushy sentence of just 9 months of community service and $34,000 in damages owed to his victims. And it was reached after 11 of the women declined to testify against Ramadi because they were too traumatized to face him. Can you imagine that? They couldn't even go to court and see the guy. That's how insane this was. The case grabbed headlines in Israel after Ramadi's 2020 arrest, with police labeling the rabbi a cult leader who used violence and intimidation and tales of eternal damnation to indoctrinate and control his victims. So presumably it's either other Orthodox women, or if not that, it's like some, you know, oh, we, you know, some maybe some Christian or something then. And it's like, you know, we are a direct line to God. We are the chosen ones. So you listen to us. We're your spiritual parents. You'll be eternal damnation if you don't let me rape you. Something like that. Base Goyo Sex says, interesting how these politicians have erections on their minds so much. Laugh my ass. LMAO, have some shekels. Thank you. Yes, that's what I think it's because they're hanging out at these, you know, DC sex clubs, essentially. Or parties, I guess, would be a better term for it. Allegedly, which, again, don't exist. And it's, you know, akin to Jewish space lasers, right? Because Israel has no weapons like this, and America has no weapons like this. UK have no weapons like this. And who's ultimately wielding those? On behalf of whom do you use the might and the force of the military army? Could it be Zionists? but anyway, akin to that, the non-existing space lasers, you of course have Pizzagate in Washington, D.C., which never happened. Right, because there was no basement at Comet Ping Pong, which there were because there was picture on Elefantis' Instagram page before he scrubbed and took everything down of them showing their the cooler, the cellar down there where they had much of the produce and stuff. But anyway, could go on about that. But that's what they do, right? They ridicule it. They turn it into this one case, derail it and stuff. But yeah, no, they have the speaking of like just that point. You know that there's like tons of perverse stuff. It's just like the music industry. This woman talking about spreading her legs, right? Oh, much of it is just sleeping around, controlling people, videotaping. We just covered in the Western Warrior Show this crazy story about P. Diddy, right? Puff Daddy, Sean Combs, him basically running an Epstein-like operation out of his home and videotaping everybody and sex parties and orgies and all kinds of degenerate stuff. All these black rappers are into like gay sex, and they must do that to be picked up by these other artists. Why? Or, you know, labels or get promoted or whatever, whether it's by Sean Combs himself or even, but again, he's controlled by Clive Davis, another Jewish guy, right? Blackmail. That's how it works. Blackmail and control. You can't have one of these famous people all of a sudden go off the rails, saying things that kind of, you know, help wake people up. Kanye did that, right? And I was like, whoops, you know, rein him in again, and kind of worked for a little bit, and then he didn't, and then he apologizes, and then he does it again. You know, it's kind of back and forth. He's a bit schizo, but that, you know, that's enough for them to push you up. Ah, he's just a lone, crazy guy. Don't mind that. Don't mind that guy. Okay. Yeah, so blackmail the black rap music industry and just how controlled by Jewish interests it has been. Just no lie. And many of them admit it themselves. Okay. So why don't we go back to this beautiful woman here. Gentlemen. Beautiful, beautiful woman that Doritos decided to hire in Spain there to be a smokesperson. A smokesperson. spokesperson. Doritos fires transgender activist Samantha Hudson just 2 days after hiring them. Do they not learn? My point is, I think they should keep them. I wish more companies do this as a deterrent to get people not to eat their poisonous products. It's the problem with end wokeness. Like, okay, boycott it so that we can get them. No, just step away. Same thing with Bud Light, all this garbage beer, so-called beer. They claim they were unaware that Hudson likes sexually assaulting children. Are these marketing departments run by morons? No, they want to undermine you. They want to stick it in your eye. They want to provoke. They want to use their brand to maybe signal, maybe get high human rights campaign scores. It could be a number of things. I'm not sure who's heading up the advertising department, just at Spain's branch of Doritos, but this is what they do. Or maybe it's top down from PepsiCo. Let's push this on the Spanish people for vengeance for the Inquisition. Or like, who knows how, like what's going on there. But anyway, it backfired, as it should have. As long as people don't revert back to eating Doritos, okay, I guess I'm fine with it, right? I want to do thuggish things to a 12-year-old girl, explicitive, Hudson said. Is that in this clip? I think we played both of those, right? In the middle of the street in Mallorca, I was saying Swedish. Mallorca, I think it is. Mallorca. In panties and screaming that I'm a nymphomaniac in front of a super beautiful 8-year-old girl, another post read. I hate women who are victims of sexual assault and go to self-help centers to overcome their trauma. Annoying sluts. Where are these? Are these tweets? Yeah, you think a brand like Doritos would do some due diligence before bringing someone on. I think they wanted to do to try. They want to try to get away with it. That's what I think. Ultimately, they want to try to get away with it so they can push it. Then it backfires. Is it something with? I mean, Doritos is very, I mean, it's huge, right? Especially like in America, right? Like, everyone already knows the brand. I'm not sure they have to do it, but sometimes I'm wondering, like, is this the only thing they have left to break through in the attention economy? Because at the end of the day, there's no negative publicity, right? Is that part? I don't know. They should technically know by now that it will be a backlash and a campaign back against it. You'd think. But I might give them too much credit. Maybe they just don't understand the whole concept of this, and maybe they just think that they're true believers. They're on board on this, and they just think this will be greatest thing ever. And then they get a little bit pushed back, and then immediately they pull back. They're like children. They have no concept. There's no higher thought processes about these things. It's just impulse driven, and they think this is the right thing to do. And then they still don't. They're so far removed from what average people out there really think. Maybe that's it. And maybe they have a bunch of these yes men in these corporations now because of DEI, and they've just replaced them down the chain, and there's no one left to check anything. And it's not until an actual pushback and potential, hurting the brand comes back at them that they actually react to it. Maybe that's what's going on. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. So anyway, the point is, Doritos in of itself will basically turn you trans. Because of all the mutations that you will get when you eat them. What's in your Doritos? Actual lab test finding. GMO corn BT11 from Syngenta, about 0.42%. You have the Monsanto-made MON810 strain of GMO corn, 2.7%. GA12 from Monsanto, about 0.91. You have the NK603 from Monsanto, about 64%. Got to look into that one. And you have a Dow DuPont TC1507 at 59%. And then you have some scattered there, a couple of other from Monsanto, one from Syngenta, and another one at 34. That's more than 100, though. Let me get that together. Maybe they're measuring, maybe those in yellow is one, and then those in red is one or something. Anyway. But as you can see, if you turn around these labels, many of these products now, is it owned by PepsiCo? I think that's what it is. That's why there's a Pepsi icon down there. It's just pure poison. Pure poison. And if you turn the bag around, it'll say made with genetically modified produce, I think, or I don't think it says just GMO, but something like that. And even, I'll say this, even corn that says that it's non-GMO, you probably can't trust it these days. I mean, there was a classic lawsuit going back, I think, decades now in Canada. I forget his name. Maybe chat remember his name, where he was forced to pay money to Monsanto because corn that they were growing on the neighboring field had blown, or the, you know, pollination or seeds from it had blown over to his field. I'm not sure how they found that out or whatever, but they did. Or maybe he complained or something, and they're like, "What? It's our corn there? Well, you're going to pay license fees." Point is, people have talked about this, and they say that it's so it's so taken over the biosphere, and many of these strains of corn are competing out, natural non-GMO corn, essentially. And I was like, that ship has sailed. It's over. I'm not sure if that's true. And then, of course, yeah, exactly. Glyphosate is another aspect to this, which, of course, they're glyphosate. What resistant is at it? They're like, in some cases, it's Terminator seed technology. The thing in the corn is the insecticide / pesticide in and of itself. You know what I mean? It's just pure poison. And this is like one aspect of like, okay, sure. I mean, the COVID jab, as horrible and as bad as that has been, which adds to the injury that people are experiencing now. Shit like this is what's contributing to people having, you know, increased, colon cancer and diseases, and it's just like it's just an onslaught from all these angles. Now you cannot eat this shit. You can't. You should stay away from it. And that's what I'm saying. It's in a weird way. It's. I'm not saying it's a win, but you know what I mean. Like, it's, be glad that they're pushing that they're pushing this. Because if there's some, hopefully some conservative parent, like, I'm not going to give my kid that shit now. That's it. That's a win. Whereas before they hadn't looked into it. They hadn't gotten the information about it. And in many cases, it's not their fault. I wish they were more interested in reality around them and finding things out and all these things and taking responsibility. But many can't. They don't have the energy. It's just like, it's just a bag of Doritos. What's the big deal? Well, they're going to get glyphosate, AIDS, GMO, this LGBTQ GMO cult will get you. And some people, was this Doritos? Yeah, look, I'm not sure if this is true. Did they glue the bag back together? Yeah, Virginia Drift said, never interrupt your enemies when they're making a mistake. That's right. Let them do it. Don't boycott Doritos. Let this go to its full extent. I agree. Virginian Drifter earlier there with a 5 says 88 on Odyssey. Thank you, Virginian Drifter. Maybe next time with a 14. Thank you. And Emil Ilundberg says, hey, Henrik. Hey, Emil. Good to see you. Ja, det var trevligt. Great movie, by the way. Emil and the Piglet. I think English is the second movie called. Great children's movies, by the way. You don't really even need them subtitled. They are on YouTube. You can search for them. Great stuff. Okay. So anyway, check this out. I think this must be fake. I don't know. Let's check.
So here we go. Unopened Cool Ranch Doritos. See, unopened, still nice and lots of air. Let's see how much our 1 ounce package contains, shall we? Wait for it. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. 1 ounce of Doritos.
It's shrinkflation. 1 ounce of 150 calories. Does it say one? It says, yeah, 72. See, can we get, is that the highest? Am I getting the highest video quality?
So here we go.
It says 72 grams. Is that what it says? That can't, no, that's not right then. Am I saying that right? 1 ounce? Is that right, chat? It can't be. I mean, you hardly get any glyphosate How are they going to get you with that? It's a fun size one. You know, you pay full price. I guess you're so loaded. They presume you're so loaded with this now. I think they're probably glued it back together. It's probably fake, to be honest. But yeah, for those of you under 40, this is your future. And just to turn the knife, they'll even call it fun sized. It was a snack boldly. I think it's one of the slogans. I saw the backside when he turned. Oh, you see that? Snack boldly right there. Holy shit, that's fucking incredible. Shrink. Economy is doing great. Remember that the packages is getting smaller. The box is getting bigger, but the content inside is shrinking. It's great for the environment. Just shipping all that air. There's Shurisker. Lasers and tunnels. Small hats, big problems. That's right. Thank you, Shuriskers. Yeah, we got tunnel gates. Now we have Jewish space lasers coming back into the news. I think it's good. I think it's fun. I think as long as we have fun with this, it's good stuff. Salty Nuts says, you never responded to follow-up email. Yes, sorry. It's been a crazy week. I've tried. Also streaming you live now with your monetization, of course. Well, thank you. Can you do that? Is that on Rumble? Like, what do you call it? I know DLive did that for a while. Right? You can actually like restream or what do you call it? Forget the word they use for it, but yeah, you can like take someone else's stream and restream that on your channel. Maybe that's what you're talking about. I'm not sure. But yeah, no, I do intend to get back to you on that. It was, you know, get longer emails. You want to do a proper response. And yes, it's been a couple of very hectic weeks here. At the Pollingman household, kids at young age, and it's nonstop. But I do intend to get back to you. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Appreciate your support as well. I appreciate you offering the help. Absolutely. There's always something that can be done. All right. So let's switch over a little bit. I think that's on the side on the Doritos and the tranny there. It's basically but yes. Just wheel out the pedophiles. That's basically what it is. Wheel out the pedophiles to pitch your glyphosate GMO corn. I guess it's a match made in heaven. If you have more people on that side of things having Doritos as a consequence of that, well, I for one, I'm all for it. Okay. Fury as a Paris Olympics poster removes Christian cross from Napoleon's tomb. As France considers allowing a Saudi Olympic village to be set up at the famous landmark. Two Art Deco posters of the city were revealed this week to promote the events. As you know, they have the Summer Olympics in Rape Paris coming up this summer, and they've been very worried about the security. Chances of terrorism is high. With all this diversity, there's only one way you can keep all this together, and not even then it's maybe possible. And that's with basically just full-on militarization of the entire city. And that's probably what we'll see. We'll see what happens, right? Regardless, so they removed that Christian group because you always have to signal to everyone else, right? Well, this might offend somebody. So therefore, we have to take this away, right? And why... They're not removing Christian crosses in the Congo or whatever. There's like, I forget what again, was that one of the most Christian countries in the world? 98 something percent are like, you know, registered Christians or whatever. But they're doing it in white countries. Because it's Western civilization. It's white. It's the association. I don't think it is a majority white religion anymore, but it used to be. Christendom was associated with Europe, right? So you have to go after those things, whatever it is, and take those down. The two-in-one Art Deco poster of the Capitol was revealed this week to promote the event, displaying on billboards in the Capitol. But right-wing critics have spoken out against the woke designs for omitting a cross from the Dome des Invalides. Is that actually what I think it is? I mean, I know it's Invalides. Is that a... translation? Can we get that? Is this something with invalids? Or what? Am I getting that wrong? Paris landmark, clearly visible from the Seine, this former royal chapel commissioned by the Sun King. Louis the 15th? 14th. Louis the 14th holds the tomb of Napoleon Bonaparte. What's the meaning of it? kind of interesting. I can show you. There it is. So let me show you the image while I talk. Well, try to find that. Oh, I see. Okay, disabled soldiers. That's why. Invalid. Okay, I got you. A home and hospital for aged and disabled soldiers. Gotcha. Okay, that's what I was looking for. Gotcha. That makes sense. So anyway, yeah, so obviously they had to remove that because that was offensive from the poster. Is that supposed to be, I think that's supposed to be of like the Olympic Village. Where was the, oh, didn't they have a full screen? Did they remove that? Okay, I saw a full screen, like a whole thing of it. Might have to search for that. The promotional poster for the Olympics and the French artist Ugo Gattoni would show the Eiffel Tower, Les Invalides, and the Grand Palais were unveiled yesterday. Pictured right, the Dome Church of Les Invalides. And as you can see, the difference there, you do have the Christian cross right there. And, of course, it's just a spire on that side. Isn't that funny? Well, who's Ugo Gattoni? Looks like I've heard that name before. Let's do this. What is research live here with you? Here's another one. Is this business? No, Euronews. Yeah, here's the full one that I was looking at. Here we go. Is that supposed to be of the like the Olympic Village? Or it's just, maybe it's just a promotional picture. It's not something that's intended to become something. You know, looks like a World's Fair, right? That's what it looks like. Look at a World's Fair, like mini structures and stuff. But I'm just trying to find Ugo Gattoni. What has he done prior? Can I just get a Wiki page? We'll do it live. Let's see here. It's fascinating that some of these people don't even have a Wiki. Like, you can have, I've seen, you can have smaller right-wing streamers have a Wiki page with all the most crazy shit on it. You know, exaggerations, excuse me, lies, you know, all this stuff. And sometimes there could be a movie producer that's produced 20 big blockbuster movies or something like that, which like they just don't have a Wiki page. You can't find anything about it. It's like, wait a minute, what's going on here? Some of these like really influential people, maybe they've done some of those scrubbings, right? You can hire companies to like take things off for you, or maybe that's what has happened. Who knows? They want to stay low. I want to produce all these movies that like brainwashes people, but no one should know who I am. The Paris 2024 Olympics posters looks great, Euronews says. A richly immersive composition with micro elements that feel like they were like a Where's Wally frame that's been commissioned by Jay Gatsby. Have a look for yourself. The posters of the Olympics Paralympic Games in Paris 2024 have been unveiled. It's a new key moment in the Paris 2024 story, said President Tony Estaguet at the event. We tried to be different and imagine posters that look like us, posters that go beyond a mere logo. Probably best since they already fluffed it up with the clitoris mascot. Oh no. All right. Of course, right? Wasn't there, well, what was it last time we covered the Olympics? It's always fascinating with the opening ceremonies and stuff. And yeah, I like watching that stuff. Heavy symbolism, and it's always messages in there because there are millions of people tuning in. So yeah, this is a great opportunity to program people's subconscious and get people, you know, just inducted into certain things or whatever. Now, some of them are great too. We just linked up I posted it on our Telegram, which is just, maybe I can find it here too, by the way. Greece 2004, I want to say, Olympics, something like that, which was just like, you know, pure kind of, Western civilization, like things like that. Let me see if I can find that real quick. Play that to you guys. Let me see. Search for Olympics on the channel. I don't think I downloaded that. Yeah, opening ceremony of the Athens Olympics, 2004. Let me save that down. We'll play that in a moment. But yeah, so sometimes they just get it right. I don't know. I can't remember the whole thing. So maybe there's other, you know, subversive things or something like that later on. But this is like a kind of Greek, you know, statues coming to life. They had some kind of like Egyptian themes and that whatever. But, you know, that's basically whites, right? And it was not bad. You know what I mean? Not in my view, anyway. Here, there it is. We'll take a look at that in a moment. I just brought that in there. But yeah, I think it was one. Wasn't there one other? Which Olympics was that? Something. I was like some dildo or something. They do shit like that all the time now. It's like clearly like, oh, what is this supposed to be? Liberty, égalité, clitoris. We need to talk about the controversial French Olympic mascot. Ah, pleasure. Sade, what was his name again? I get anything wrong, right? Where the Sado comes from, right? Sado is from, no, Desaad, right? That's right, the Desaad, that's sadomasochism. That's where that comes from, I think, right? Quite a revolutionary move for the Paris Summer Olympics. I mean, this is supposed to be a Phrygian cap, right? Am I right? Yeah, exactly. I actually missed that text. But yeah, the two Phrygian caps will be the game's mascot in 2024. But that's an odd... It's not quite Phrygian, though. I do say that. The anthropomorphic... Let me see here. Anthropomorphic... hats join a long list of both animals and non-animal Olympic mascots alike.
It's the symbol of liberty.
Great. And look at what that has brought us. Now, is that a French nose, or is that a, what is that? Are we looking at Alien One here, or what's going on? All right. Anyway, back on the track.
And it's also a very strong message linked to the revolution that we want for those games.
I think that might be a French nose. I could be wrong. Let's take a look back at the fantastic beasts. And their place in the... Yeah, that's right. Was it... The 2012 Olympics. That's the... obviously, the English Royal Guard there. I think it was some accusation about that, like looking like a dildo or something. I don't forget what it was. I can't remember. This is what they do every time. A real dog. Scottish Terrier. Was this in Germany then? 1936? 1932, okay. It was the Germans, though, that like really did the huge, like, basically, you know, making this into what it has become today, right? With all the extravagant opening ceremonies and very pompous and, you know, great presentation, things like that. Look, maybe the LA one, and was it 32, was all right, too, but I know that they got credit for it. What's that? A sperm? Schuss the skier. Another unofficial mascot. Yeah, I don't know. What's that supposed to be? Grenoble. That's right. Village Olympic calendar. Hearing about that. The first official mascot came 4 years later. White's winning at the Munich Summer Olympics. Oh, so there we go. See what was what? Can you tell us here that was? Can we get some info about that? They say East German there? Munich, yeah, maybe that was what it was. I'm not sure. All right, anyway, I don't want to watch the whole rest of the movie, but yeah. Phrygian hack. Phrygian hat. What is the thing about the clitoris? That is just the accusations, I guess. There it is, the Phrygies, which is what, Liberty Cap, it goes back to, was it Sue's, not Sue's, that word, who was it again, maybe chat remembers, well, one of the, in the Greek pantheon, one of them that wore the Phrygian cap, right? It was like, oh, it was what the slaves were wearing, I mean, it was in Phrygia, right, which is like, is it Turkey today or something like that? Or maybe North Africa? I don't know. Something like that. I forget what it is. Anatomy. Here we go. Vagina. Okay, here we go. Fair enough. But on closer expansion, it's also a very strong message linked to female anatomy because the mascots quite aside from looking like lunatic Smurf hats, unmistakably resemble gurning plush clitorises with the cold, dead eyes of a killer who could be right at home in particularly traumatic Cronenbergian fever dreams. Don't see it? The Vagina Museum, a hub dedicated to vaginas, vulvas, and the gynia anatomy, does. We publish a new guide to the anatomy of the clitoris. Here's parts of the internal and external organ. All right. Obviously, they're making fun of it here, right? But okay. Yeah, well, sometimes it has dual meaning. Yeah, I guess it's a weird thing. Well, I guess they have to have the arms or whatever. Maybe that's maybe what makes it weird. If it was a real Phrygian cap, they would have more of like a kind of a swish and an oomph at the top kind of thing hanging out and down, right? Something like that, maybe. I don't know. No. I'm just rambling here, guys. Anatolia. Yeah, Turkey. Was it Anatolia? Yeah, I forget what it was. Maybe someone had that in chat. All right. Anyway, it's just, we're getting off track. Fascinating. Okay. Anyway, So anyway, back to this here. But yeah, no, that this is what they do. They attack it and they remove it. Let me go back on the Euronews piece here. So we'll see what they come up with. I don't, again, why? You know what I mean? Like, why? Ugo Gattoni. I got to look into it more and see what that's about. Maybe there's something specific about him. Maybe he's like some leftist artist or something. I didn't have time to look into it before, but yeah. It's probably something that I just assume, just judging from it, it's probably something. And he was the guy who got it, and he didn't even have to be told. They didn't have to tell him about that. This is just kind of what they do, right? All right, so we'll see what happens at the Paris Summer Olympics. I think, unless it's wall to wall military, it could definitely be a lot of problems for them there, to be honest. Let me see. I think we got one from Exposed Flyers here on Rumble. It's never to accommodate non-whites, though. It's just the Jewish tyrants spitting in our faces, like always. Not cucking. I think Arabs on vacation are triggered seeing crosses in France. It's Jews. It could be. It was something about the Saudi village, which I didn't catch. Or not a village, but they're like giving them something special. What was the Daily Mail piece? Was it allowing a Saudi Olympic village to be set up at the famous landmark, like a specific one just for them? It comes amid anger of the government's potential plans to build what has been labeled a Saudi Olympic village on the grounds of Les Invalides. But why for them? Because they're both conservatives and liberals have displayed anger after one of Emmanuel Macron's ministers confirmed that Paris was treating Riyadh's request to set up a national pavilion in the center of the military complex sympathetically. The site houses museums of the army and the Legion of Honor, as well as the hospital for wounded soldiers. State memorial ceremonies and funerals takes place in the courtyard. The Paris Olympics are set to run from July 26th to August 11th, followed by the Paralympics. The pavilion will take its spot in May for a total of 4 months under plans that were revealed after conservative MP, blah, blah, blah. All right, okay. Anyway, we'll check it out. This homo guy again. All right, we'll check it out. We'll see what happens. But yeah, it could spell trouble for them over there, to be honest. Now a little bit else here. Little else something. I guess we should check out. Was it Klaus Arminius who had? See, he had a story on this too that goes right in line with this. About the joyous additions, right? See here. Oh shit, yeah, he has a bunch of stuff going on here. Okay, I got a couple, jeez. He had something on, oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, here it is. Let's start with this one. Dallas Ralph Lauren worker Sarah House, 22, killed by extremely drunk hit-and-run driver as her TikTok star, roommate Cameron Harriage, 23, clings to her life in ICU. You'll see in a moment what I mean here. But these are some of the great additions, of course, that we get to our countries now, where we're so lucky. to have many of these people in our countries. So here's one of them, right? A Ralph Lauren worker, I guess this is her, Sarah House, 23 years old, passed tragically after being struck in a horror hit and run while waiting at a red light. She's been remembered for her bright spirit and infectious laugh. While the 23-year-old shows sign, her name is Cameron Herridge again, of recovery, tributes have poured in for House, who was remembered in a GoFundMe, blah, blah, blah. Sarah was known for her compassionate nature and unwavering desire to make everyone around her happy. Her loved ones said last month, her kindness and caring demeanor touched lives of many, leaving a lasting impression on all who knew her. The two were struck on February 11th by an extremely intoxicated woman, later identified as 27-year-old Cameron Guerrero, who bystanders claimed fled the scene on foot before her arrest 11 days later. So here's one pretty young white woman. Here's another pretty young white woman. This is a Cameron Herridge here, fighting for her life after a hit-and-run crash allegedly caused by intoxicated migrant. There she is right there. There we go. The woman who allegedly took off was later identified by police as 27-year-old. 27? Holy shit. Carmen Guerrero. We just swapped that for this. Or these gals out. Right? These out. But she's still here. And now we have to pay for her being in prison for, I don't know, how many years? Two? Maybe two? Maybe? She'll be up for good behavior in a year and a half, so she can get drunk again and run over some other white kids. Aren't we lucky? Yeah, look at this. Sarah House. Beautiful young women. Horrible. Absolutely horrible. And this is nothing. This is just like, well, it's just a traffic accident. Well, I don't care. A young American father and police officer is killed by an intoxicated immigrant from Mexico. Officer Christopher Gadd, 27, would be alive to see his child grow up if Benitez Santana had been stopped at the border. Mass immigration is wrecking the West and killing Europeans. Look at this. There they are. Picture perfect, isn't it? Right next to each other like that. That's what it's about right there. Yep. This guy still lives while this guy is now gone. And it's the low grade. It's the low grade. Just, you know, you can't pin every one of these cases and saying it's intentional or whatever like that. I understand that too. But at the end of the day, like, I don't care. We should just not, these people should not be in our countries. And if they were not, it wouldn't have happened. And it's more white people just dying senselessly, whether it's a drunk driver or some illegal that have lost their mind and just like slamming into, you know, people. Ugh. So aggravating. Yeah, this one too. Did you guys see this? Someone was beat up. What was this from? I thought this was, it's yet another one in Australia. It was some like, I forget, some mentally challenged or like some kind of cripple or something that were beaten up in Australia at a boardwalk by like feral blacks. Where is this? Student was beat up by a bunch of thugs in the bathroom. Thugs, yeah, thanks. Thank you, kids of TikTok. At CUSD200. He was knocked unconscious and suffered a concussion. The perpetrators allegedly only received 2-day suspension. Wheaton area parents. Two Wheaton Warrenville South students beating up another student. It's just, yes, two students beating up. It's never racial with these things. They're kicking him, stomping on his head. The kid ended up having a seizure. The two students got very minimal punishment. They got suspended for 2 days instead of getting the cops involved and or expelling those kids. Also, we were told that there was 5 fights that same day. Excuse me. The kids are a reflection of the school, and this has us extremely worried because our kids are going to grow up, go to that school. What can be done here? You need to move. If you're white, move. The public schools in our district have went downhill, and it's very upsetting. Yeah, well, you got to develop a racial consciousness, or you or your kids are going to die. If you only were more racist, you would have probably survived. That's That's the nature of the game now. That's basically what it is. A white child, Klaus here says, Klaus Armenia says, a white child being a white child in a black space is extremely dangerous. A white student was beaten up by multiple black students who stomped on his chest and head. The victim had a seizure, and the black attackers were only suspended for 2 days. No outrage from the media or the White House or anything like that, obviously. There's another one. Iceland. Immigrants storm the Icelandic parliament demanding residential permits and family reunion. Here we go. This is what they're going to do. Like in Russia, things. Oh, it's just guest workers. Send them home immediately. Despite seeing the threats immigrant posed, the lawmakers voted to import 100 refugees from Gaza. Iceland is one of the last countries we have. And here we go. And what happens immediately? Behave like apes climbing up. And look at that Icelandic guy there, like trying to pry him off. Look at this. This is the picture here. Here it is, folks. White high trust society. A black guy laughing at the whole thing. Let me move that out of the way. Laughing at the whole thing, thinking this is funny. And then you have the migrants here. What is he doing with his t-shirt off? What happened there? He's sweaty, hairy back. And then the Icelandic guy here. I'm laughing. This is sad, right? Trying to like pry him off. You're not allowed to climb on the pillars in here. Well, that's what they do, Gunnbjörn. That's just how it goes, Fjordnir. You have to develop that Viking spirit again, and kick them out. Oh, here we go. Video. Thank you. Oh, this is gonna be great. Yeah, exactly. He should have shoved. That scene in Star Trek, you've helped them and helped them and helped them, and then finally, what is it, Wrath of Khan or something? Great scene. Old Star Trek, right? When Kirk he helps him up once. He's like on some cliff or something, and then he fights him and tries to throw Kirk off the ledge, right, to get him to fall to his death. And then finally Kirk managed to overpower him, get him back on the ledge so he hangs on, and then he finally just kicks him in the face. And that's where we're at now. Like, we've tried to help. We're dying of this tolerance. Kick them in the face so they fall off. If this is how they're going to act, go home.
You don't have any justice. You don't have heart. Put myself there. You don't have heart to help me. You don't have heart. Wait.
Booga, booga.
I out. You don't have heart. You decide to do anything you want to do. You keep people here 4 years after you abandoned them.
Oh, no, booga, booga. I don't fucking care. Go home. Just so tired of this. I've had enough. I don't give a fuck about you or your needs. It's our kids, or it's going to be you or your kids. And the option is clear. If we were in your countries, the option would have been fucking clear. It'd been your kids, you'd probably mass murder if there's like whites at any degree of number flooding into your countries. I don't care if it's Gaza, whatever the hell it is from. Like, I don't give a shit. I don't care. Some African kind of, it's your fault. Oh, colonialism. Oh, yes, here you come crawling to live in our countries and be suppressed by white supremacy. It's always a fucking scene, too. Iceland is seeing an influx of Indian, Arab, and sub-Saharan African immigrants. Yeah. Don't marry your cousin. There you go. It's done. Finished. Just don't want it. What do we need it for? What's the purpose? Lars Agerbeck with an A over on Entropy says the traditional Olympics have been cancelled. We are now left with the LGBT handicap Olympics. Yeah, I mean, they have the Paralympics, which what basically that is. I'm surprised that is there. What about the tranny sports? Is that? I'd be generally interested in seeing. Will they allow that? Is there special rules about this now that men can now compete with women's? But interesting to look up. Just got to follow it a little bit at least. This summer here. Not that I'm interested in sports ball, but just interested to see how it goes, right? Thank you, Losh. Salty Nuts again says, thanks a bunch. Looking forward to your email/call. Didn't want to flood you with a bunch of emails. Thought I'd wait a while, not like I'm a weird sucker. By the way, that's good to hear. By the way, you're out of milk. Are we? I don't think so. I think we got... Oh, is it... I think we have... I bought two last time. Are you the one who said hi the other day? Maybe that's what's going on. All right, anyway. we're not out of milk, but thank you. I appreciate that. Unless you're referencing something else, which I completely flew over my head. Okay. Ah, oh, geez. What a time, huh? What a time. Well, we had a couple of articles here too. Just cover them real quick regarding, I guess we'll go back to the space lasers accusations here. The new anti-Semitism long piece in Time. Nie wieder ist jetzt, which means never again is now, right? And it's the same that, like we've heard now. October 7th, we're the victims, and yet the world doesn't like that we're bombing kids, and now people are turning anti-Zionist, and oy vey, it's really bad for us. An alarming rise in anti-Semitism. Europe is bad. It was like, well, you imported all these people, and you did this, so now you're going to blame everyone else now? Like, this is completely because of your behavior. It's completely your... Second paragraph, Charlottesville, Virginia, 2017. There we go. Kanye West... Tree of Life Synagogue, Pittsburgh, Time Magazine had to cover The New Anti-Semitism by Noah Feldman. So you have that, and you have this, The Atlantic. The golden age of American Jews is ending. What was the book title again? This keyboard is acting up again. I talked about this a couple of times. Century? Yes, I think this was it, right? Wasn't it the Jewish Century? There's been versions of this before, but I'm bringing this up because of that's over, the golden... Well, we had this golden age, right? The 20th century, the Jewish Century, I think it was, right? 20th century, the Jewish Century. There's another one, I believe. It's the same. Okay, all right. Okay, yeah, all right. Well, whatever. Point stands. Yuri Slezgin, I think we've referenced him before. The modern age is the Jewish age, and the 20th century in particular is the Jewish century. The assertion is, of course, metaphorical, but it drives home Yuri Slezgin's provocative theses. provocative theses. Jews have adopted the modern world so well that they have become models of what it means to be modern. Yeah, they just adopted the modern world. They didn't mold it or shape it in any capacity. While focusing on the drama of the Russian Jews, including Migers, all right, migrants maybe, and their offspring, the Jewish Century is also an incredible original account of the many faces of modern modernity, nationalism, socialism, capitalism, and liberalism. In other words, behind all of it, right? Rich in its insight, sweeping in its chronology, and fearless in its analysis, this is a landmark contribution to Jewish, Russian, European, and American history. This description may be from another edition of this product. Thanks for adding that at the end there, Thrift Books. Appreciate that. Anyway, you get the point. The Jewish Century. But here's The Atlantic. So the 21st century, is that anti-Semitism on the right and the left threatens to bring to a close an unprecedented period of safety and prosperity for Jewish Americans and demolish the liberal order they helped to establish, by Frank Foer. Sultanat says, I wonder what happened to Ye. Think they're going to Michael Jackson him? He's doing his weird thing running around with this, the naked chick there. Briori or Clitoris or whatever her name is. It's funny because it's like he's this Christian thing and Christianity stuff. Like he's all this degenerate stuff around him, but especially with this, is that his new wife, the Italian chick there? I think it's okay. I think it was something with Pasternak coming back in the rotation again or something. I don't know. It's if he keeps talking, yeah, it's possible. But he did apologize, so I think that that might be enough for now. If he continues to go off, I think so. It's highly possible. So you know, it's been a number of those interesting, right? Look, not that there's drugs or whatever. It's not that that they have problems. And of course, obviously, if you're part of these like rape cults to get into the music industry, and you're abused and maybe traumatized, maybe even yes, who knows, MKUltra type shit with traumatized mind control and multiple personalities and all those kinds of things going on in those types of environments, you'll have some that genuinely crack and pop after a while, and they go on drugs, they kill themselves, or whatever. But occasionally, some of them kind of come out of that and they speak up. And I'm not saying that like Whitney Houston did. I'm not saying that Prince did. I'm not saying that. There's so many of them, right? Was it Tupac that was shot by like the Jew? He was threatened, and by the Jewish Defense League, like this with these weird things. But what was I getting at? The point. They, in some cases, I think they take them out. Michael Jackson, I think they took out because, yeah, he was getting onto things. He was saying things about the music industry and how he'd been groomed into that and all kinds of things. But they speak up, and either they're taken out and they make more money on them, or they just genuinely do so much drugs and they're so depressed and maybe they're fallen out of fame, it's not as relevant anymore. And a lot of these record producers and managers and everyone down the line that have copyright on these people's music and all that stuff make a lot more money when they die, right? Because all of a sudden, oh, whoa, beloved artist Whitney Houston died. I can't believe it. Everyone buys the records again and the streaming services and everything's up and up. As opposed to just like them kind of dying out a little bit in terms of their popularity. They just die of old age and that's that. They die even when they're 40-ish, right? 27 Club is a classic, but even when they're 40-ish or something like that, yeah, then, or 50, you know, they oh my God, buy their records. I think it's a money. It's a money and power thing at that point. All right, anyway, again, this is a long piece here too. I think you have to subscribe to check the whole piece here. But yeah, this is what's happening now. Oh yeah, Henry Winkle, is that his name? RGB, or was it Ruth Bader Ginsburg, RBG? Bettany, was that what it was? Frieden, right? One of the OG feminists. I'm not sure who this man is here. Spock, right? Spielberg, Adam Sandler, what's her face? Seinfeld, right? We got a couple here. Is that Winona Ryder? Or who's that? Maybe that's someone else. Some actors here. I don't recognize all of these. All right, Emma says, "You to be great." Bob Dylan, didn't he just convert? Or was he actually, maybe he was Jewish all that time? Is this one of the first Israeli prime ministers or something? Kind of looks like him. Anyway, there you go. The golden age of American Jews is ending. That's the framing of things right now. So it's with that account, we'll look at another, an old lesbian went on MSNBC to complain about white people. And in fact, he's trying to deter or steer Israel and Jewish people, in his view, in the right direction. Where should the hatred be directed? Here's the lesbian.
What is the crime? Because according to my knowledge of history, the enemies of Israel who have been persecuted, the Israelis, the Jewish people of this world have been persecuted for 5,000 years. But for the last 2,000 years, most of the persecution has come from white European-centric Christians. That's been your enemy. No Palestinian helped to build Auschwitz. No Palestinian stood on the docks of New York City when boatloads of Jewish refugees trying to escape the Holocaust came here to be protected by this country and were turned away at the docks in New York and sent back to Germany to die. No Palestinian did that. No Palestinian ran the Spanish Inquisition.
Spanish Inquisition.
Your enemy is not the Palestinian people. It is white Christian European people who have been slaughtering Jews for the last 2,000 years.
Slaughtering Jews. Yeah, that's right.
Let's just call it for what it is. But why are they in an open-air prison? Why are 2 million of them in an open-air prison?
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. He knows which direction that they should push. Where is it? There it is. Okay. Yeah, no, that's what it is. They're trying. I don't think they'll succeed. They'll try really hard, and they've tried before so many times. You know, Leibowitz, Stewart, the guy who went back onto the Daily Show now. You know, blacks and Jews. It's the whites that's the enemy. You know, when it's convenient, it's fellow whites. Is Michael Moore secretly Jewish? Is he? What's your concern? Why are you so concerned about shitting on white people if you're not Jew? To get Jews to steer away their anger at Palestinians. And I'm not saying that that's justified or anything like that. I'm just saying to make the point, like, ultimately, that's not my fight. I don't care about that. I care about people of European descent, wherever they are in the world, and try to get our people to wake up. And shitbags like this, who's basically saying, you should hate these people. Yeah, because Jews didn't do anything ever throughout history. They were always innocent victims. And just for no reason, for 5,000 years, it was just a nonstop persecution. This magical disease in the minds of Europeans that caused it. They should have done this. They should have done this. Will Jews look at their own behavior right now, what they're doing, how they're doing this, be that in Palestine or what they're doing in Western countries, bringing in all these migrants, advocating for it, lobbying for it, being massively overrepresented, and all the money that's being poured in here, right? And the money that's being made on resettling these refugees too. Tax money, right? Government money. And case in point, I saw Vincent James linked this up. Pocatello, Idaho. I went through there. Kind of a depressing town, to be honest. Wasn't much there, but so what's the point? Well, the point is Jews are bringing in migrants into Idaho. I think it was like Kootenai County, which we're in. And, you know, again, not the Trump, you know, yes, we know where Trump stands, right, and what he represents, and you know, I showed you the photo. This is where Trump stands, and there'll be more of this if and when he gets elected. Although they'll destroy America under that, they'll probably crash the economy once he gets in. But Kootenai County voted like 96% or something shit like that for like Trump, right? Northern Idaho. So they're looking at that and they're just like, we better flood the area with the diversity and yes, all these new voters and all the leftists and all the LGBTQ stuff. And they've been trying and prodding, and we have to have Pride in the Park down in Coeur d'Alene. We have to have the Human Rights Center here, you know, push all this shit on, you know, in schools. And we need more tranny books at the light. They will never give up, these people. And even if you're a Trump supporter or not, that's what they for now see as the kind of the rallying point of that. Like, if you're a Trump supporter, you're a white supremacist, and we need to break you down. So anyway, Pocatello is to the south. It's not northern Idaho, but still, it's about changing the demographics of the state to change the voting patterns, to change new, you know, to replace the population. One, because they hate white people, but also two, to get them in a permanent position of political power. Check out this clip here.
Welcome to Pocatello, Idaho. Population 55,000. The quiet community was once a stop on the Oregon Trail. Now this town is welcoming weary travelers once again, but this time they're coming to stay.
As soon as we heard about these folks who are our new neighbors, who are our partners and allies, actually in our national defense, who had to flee their country and come here, we were all in.
Pocatello has never taken in refugees before, but when Afghan families needed a place to go, community leaders here had an idea.
There we go. Temple Emmanuel.
They're different. We look at what we have the same. And so that is the secret sauce.
Typically, refugee families brought to the U.S. are sponsored by one resettlement organization.
They're doing this out of the love of their hearts, folks.
Or one church. But in Pocatello, a handful of churches and temples pitch in to help the same family.
It takes a village. In this case,
and it's true. I mean, these churches need to be just pushed out, criticized as hard for all this stuff too. But again, it's overrepresentation, right? This is what they focus on. This is they're making money on bringing in these people, and then they can have their tikkamolam, and we're improving the world, and we're helping, and we're so great. No ulterior motive with this whatsoever. But yeah, these cucked churches need to go as well.
It takes the town of Pocatello to help refugees.
I've never had anyone question why we were doing it.
Yes, yes.
Faith leaders formed an interfaith coalition just to help refugees.
How do we respond anyway?
How do we respond anyway?
Our goal is to help them become part of the community,
uh-huh.
Not to keep them as a separate...
To race mix out the Edomites, to make entity. the Amalek and the Goyim, just to mix out into one race. And yes, unfortunately, you have enough of universalism in Christianity as well. But yeah, all these people are going together. Thanks, Abraham.
And there's an expression in Judaism called tikkun olam.
There it is. Never heard of that before. Please educate. Please tell me how great your religion is.
World. Jews are called to heal the world. I can't heal the world, but I can heal something in Pocatello.
I can heal something. I can fix this gut. And it's like, it's already like quite a bit of like Hispanics there, unfortunately. But it's still too white for these people. Let's be honest. Right? And so me fixing what I think is a problem is me helping and doing it because I'm good. You see how that works?
You're welcome. I'll be ready in a minute. Hey, guys.
They work with local businesses, too, collecting donations from anywhere and everywhere.
Family. Two boxes labeled family.
And the broom.
And the broom.
So many people have asked to help. They now have a waiting list of people hoping to donate.
Like, can you imagine if we could get information in front of these people? Like, here is what's wait. If you one or two now, here's five, here's 10, here's 20, here's 50, here's 100. Decade goes by, here's 500 more, then they multiply, here's a decade go by, now they're 20,000 of the whatever, right? And all of a sudden your community is transformed, everything has changed, it's now, you know, rape and pillage and murder, and it's like a third world country. That's already happening. That's already happened in many other parts, be that in Europe or America. These people need to be exposed to that information of what they might not even, not that they might be receptive to that, obviously, but at least give them a chance to understand where this is going. Because these, again, it's their kindness and their cuckery that's being exploited here. And this is the kind of kindness, of course, we are accustomed to showing to our own people. But now in a global homo, globalized world, this is what we have left, right? There's homeless people in Pocatello. Are you helping them as much? There's homeless white veterans on the streets in Pocatello. There's all kinds of problems in your state and surrounding areas, but somehow it's become about the refugees. That's what it's all about now. Salty Nut says, yeah, I can't wait to see an article. Migrant beheads Jewish man in Pocatello, Idaho. Yeah, well, they'll be safe, you see. They'll get... is what they do now. Sure, it could happen, right? But I'm saying there's these continuous grants, be that to synagogues or to just the Jewish community in this area, in this town, and whatever, of budget increases to keep them safe and protect them. And again, it comes in the wake of articles like this that's being written, right? Oh, it used to be a safe period for us, and it's no longer. It's now anti-Semitism everywhere. Give us more money so we can build walls around our synagogues or have our gun turrets out front or our, it's like Gothenburg, right? There's a synagogue there, and it's like barbed wire around it and stuff. And like they'll be in this multicultural environment, but they'll take every. They have their own police force. They'll have the Shomrim in these areas. They'll have their own watch guard, like all these things. While whites are just like completely like racially oblivious, like these women here, and they're just like, I'm helping to bring in refugees, and I'm a good girl. I'm a good goy.
Or refugee families. Wendy Lehman of the Catholic Charities of Idaho is coordinating it all.
You know, I have goosebumps right even talking about it because it's so just powerful and humbling that
people are willing to embrace.
This is their religion. You guys know I'm not a Christian. So I don't care about Jesus, but like, do you get goosebumps like this when you talk about when you go to your sermons and talk about? Probably not. I could be wrong. But chances are low. This is her new. This is the extension of her religion, and she's been fed all the right passages right in the Bible to end up in this place. Well, Jesus was a refugee too, and we're all one in Christ, and so we have to, you know, you help the other, and you turn the other cheek, and you have to be nice, like all these things, right? So she's been fed all the right passages. And now she's getting an actual emotional response from doing this. And she has goosebumps and feeling. For the first time, she's feeling something here. And I don't think it's because it's genuine. It's because she likes the feeling of thinking that she's doing the right thing because of what that means as her being part of the community. That this is something that she can point to. Look at how good I am. It's still a selfish drive. Right, and then we import these people. We don't know who they are. Chances are they're brain conditions that they are, and it might be a decent one, one or two or three here and there. But again, I don't care about that. It's not our responsibility. I'm done. And most of them will probably just be a drain on the town. They'll be bringing crime and problems. But again, these people they hurt the innocent by sparing the wicked, as Seneca said. That's what this is about. But this woman is getting goosebumps from bringing in the rapists, from bringing in people who might kill other people or do some terrorist act or behead people or just be generally ungrateful or violent or whatever it is that's happening. Because again, if we look at, if it's one white supremacist attack somewhere, the whole system needs to shut down and stop everybody. Do everything we can to try to stop them and figure out what's going on and what's the reason, blah, blah, blah. But when it comes to migrants, it's always just a one-off. It's always just it's just that one kind of bad egg, and it doesn't really mean anything in the bigger picture. And you can't have any pattern recognition. You can't see what the bigger picture of this really is. And this, you are expected to, just like those girls that were driven over by that drunk, foreigner. We are supposed to walk out there with our kids on our streets. It's bad enough already with having white. There's risks everywhere all the time anyway. But now there's a completely different layer and element to this with migration and with refugees and with people we don't know who they are, right? But we're expected to sacrifice our safety and our security for the sake of helping others. You see how their human rights prioritizes those of us. And here you have a woman who's like, I'm kvetching. I'm kvel. What was it again? Was that Saturday Night Live or something? Right. Speak amongst yourselves. It's Jewish in spirit, right? I kvel or whatever it was. I'm getting goosebumps from my religious experience.
Goosebumps, right? Even talking about it, because it's so just powerful and humbling that people are willing to embrace these newcomers that they don't know into their homes.
Are they? Have you asked them all?
But more than that, she hears the stories of survival from the refugees themselves.
I just know a few Spanish.
Stories like Saeed's.
Like, hola, ¿cómo estás?
He was a Black Hawk pilot in Afghanistan and helped the U.S. forces for years. He won't show his face because he's worried about his relatives in Afghanistan, but told us what it was like to leave.
Was he one of the guys hanging off of the the disasters to pull out? But it's funny, because now it was like this, well, you know, they've given them, like, what, American citizenships or something, or they helped them militarily, so now they have to be exported out of Afghanistan. Incredible.
It was, like, the darkest day in the history of Afghanistan. We understand that Taliban is coming, so we didn't have any choice to stay here. Their number one enemy was Afghanistan Air Force members. Every squadron, they just tried to get their own aircraft and get out of Afghanistan. This was very scary for me. The best place that we chose for going, it was Uzbekistan. Because it was so the
what's
nearest
wrong with that? Flew what can you say there?
Uzbekistan. Then I came to America.
Why?
At least
go to closest country that's at peace, right?
I feel that I'm...
That's the INCHUR, whatever the hell it's called, or UNHCR rules.
Now I'm safe.
Safe because here he has opportunity. 100% of refugees have housing in Pocatello because more housing is available here.
So like in Boise and some of the other places, there's 1% availability for rental units, where Pocatello was more 13%.
Jobs are easier to find in Pocatello too. More than 80% of refugees are employed, a number much higher than the national average.
Okay, so admit that it's a drain then. Well, you still imported a 20% drain, even if those numbers are true.
So they don't ask for things.
But what about the housing? Do they get that for free? I assume initially, at least.
We have lists of culturally appropriate food.
And the community is offering support for longer than the typical few.
See, these white women are holding their hand, helping. Here's your food and everything. You're in a new country. Look, I don't want them to adapt. We've talked about this. I don't want them to fit in. I don't want them to take up our customs. I don't want them to eat our food, nor do I want to eat their food. I don't want them to become us. I don't want their grandkids to marry my grandkids. I don't want their kids to marry my kids. That's the greatest threat against us, right? No matter where we are as Europeans. We want them to improve their countries and strengthen their countries and go back home. And if they have some internal issue and squabble to sort out, you sort that out. That's your issue. You're not going to have a white woman holding you in the hand, making sure that you have all the right appropriate foods when you show up at your housing for free.
Refugees receive.
We work with them for no less than 1 year, and then up to 5 years if we need to. So
5 years.
We're here for the long run.
So can you pull backwards straight? We're watching this car right here.
Yeah. Okay.
The long run means no limits.
Nice, gotta teach them to drive.
Like Deacon Scott Parhill is also teaching many of the refugees, including Saeed, to drive.
Oh, yeah.
Was he not a pilot? Am I getting that wrong? Was he a pilot? Let's go back there. Okay, we can play the rest 41 seconds later. Didn't he say he was a pilot? Let me see here. The Jewish part. Saeed, here we go. Let's see what she says here.
Stories of survival from the refugees themselves.
I just know few Spanish.
Stories like Saeed's.
Like, hola, ¿cómo estás? Yes.
He was a Black Hawk pilot.
And of course, he's going to learn Spanish. But yeah, she said that he was a Black Hawk pilot, but he can't drive a fucking car.
Like, hola, ¿cómo estás?
He was a Black Hawk pilot in Afghanistan and helped the U.S. forces for years. He won't show his face because...
Okay, I'm not... Is this all just fucking fake and gay and made up? And like, are you shitting me? He knows how to pilot a helicopter? Or is he one of these guys that took... Remember the some footage coming out like they were trying to get it to start or whatever? Because they say stuff and these people just believe them. Oh, I drive a Black Hawk helicopter. They jumped in after, you know, the U.S. left them and they tried to get it started. And wasn't it a few that crashed, or at least one, I think, crashed, something like that. And they just believe it. But he can't drive a car. they're poking us in the eye. They're sticking it to it. See, they don't think you... Most people don't catch basic shit like that because they don't listen, they don't pay attention, they don't remember. It's just, I'm frothing with my emotional... I'm so proud right now. It's all bullshit.
Like it.
Deacon Scott Parhill is also teaching many of the refugees, including Saeed, to drive.
Oh, yeah.
All of these efforts make Pocatello one of the most successful resettlement efforts in the entire country.
Oh, great.
Model city leaders hope others will follow.
Exactly. Can we just flood Idaho now? Can we just build? There's so much just flat space there in the south portion there around the Pocatello. Maybe we can just build high rises and just import them in the hundreds and hundreds of thousands. And then we can bring them their ethnic slop, and we can learn them to drive automatic cars, vehicles.
I'm hoping people will be able to put that fear away and experience the joy that we are experiencing here in Pocatello, Idaho.
Yes, of course. Yes, it's a wonderful, very depressing there, by the way, but you know, that's another point. It's like, it's bad enough without refugees. Now it's going to be like 100 times worse.
Because greater than the numbers is the feeling of this collaboration.
What we're doing is participating in hope. Our community and the whole world needs signs of hope, needs stories of hope. And this is one of them.
Mm-hmm. I'm Alexa Liaco.
Okay. Who are you? Maybe next time. Imagine a world without Tikkum Ulam. There you go. Yep, exactly. And then you have Joe Biden here. Admits flying 320,000 migrants secretly into the U.S. to reduce the number of crossings at the border has national security vulnerabilities. Yeah, you think? But reduce the number of crossings at the border? Okay, sure, but when they fly over, wherever they're flying, they're still crossing a border. You didn't remove a border crossing because you're flying them in. They cross the border wherever they've flown into. Right, an airport is, at least portions of it, is technically international territory, I believe, or something to that effect, at least legally until you've actually, like, what, shown your passport and entered into the country. That's your border crossing. It's just, yeah, it's overwhelming. Jewish administration of Joe Biden is bringing in these people and doing the same thing, right? It's incredible. Going to play the last clip here, and then we're going to wrap up. But here's a fascinating clip of how, because it's ultimately like we're treated like slaves, right? We're paying for all of this. We're opening up our countries. We have no say. We have no power. We try to fight back. We're shut down. We're censored. People are now imprisoned for saying that we're going to be replaced, and who's behind it, and what's happening, and that we need to have developed white identity, etc. Right? It's happening in the UK. It's happening in Canada. All these things. That's like us having no decision making, no self determination over our own destiny and our own countries. We're basically just cattle. We're just a farm, right? We're farm animals for being milked for, I don't know what, the taxes or to pay for all of this. You know what I mean? But anyway, here's a rabbi explaining it.
Now, it happens to be that Jewish law permits the enslavement of any non-Jew, white or black.
Ah.
That's another question which got raised. But that has nothing to do with racism. That's just a heter that we are allowed to enslave non-Jewish populations.
Oh, we're allowed. Yeah, they're allowed. Huh, fascinating.
Perhaps to bring them to mitzvahs, bring them to Torah and the like, but it's not a black thing for sure.
Oh, no. He was talking about like Ham, the curse of Ham before that, by the way. But, you know, also true, or like Fun Sid, that's a white supremacist racist religion. We have to watch out for that. But legally, according to your own standards and scriptures, we're allowed to enslave others, you see. Not a problem. It's not a problem. It's totally fine. No one is looking negatively down on you for those reasons whatsoever. It's nothing to do with anything. And that's not even getting into the space lasers thing. All right, guys. So anyway, we have Friday coming up here. We have Laura Towler, wife of Sam Elia, who was in prison in the UK, joining us for the first hour. And then we have Adam Green joining us in the second hour. Obviously, we know what we're going to talk with Laura about. We're going to talk about what has happened to her and her husband, Sam, and their situation and all that crazy stuff. Adam had been sick for like, he said, 2 weeks, I think, or something like that. He thought he was going to die. So I wanted to bring him on and talk about what he's been going through and what might be going on there too, because I know tons of people that have been much more sicker than usual and normal the last 2 years. And this is not vaxxed people either, by the way. So shit's happening. Shit's going down. So we'll talk with Adam and much more about that too. We'll probably get into what's going on with Trump and stuff like that and how they're pushing him right now. There's a number of other things we want to talk with him about as well. So that's coming up Friday. Two guests coming on to join me for Flashback Friday. So tune in live for that. We're actually going live 1 hour earlier than normal. So it will be 4 p.m. Eastern, which is 10 p.m. Central European time, just to accommodate, you know, Laura over there a little bit. She's watching, you know, I forget what age her first child there is. Well, she only have one, but she's pregnant. 8 months pregnant, by the way. Sam's going to miss the birth. Two, I think, maybe she is, or something like that, a year, two, maybe 3 years old now, so she's watching them by herself. So anyway, hopefully that helps a little bit, bringing an hour earlier, so heads up on that. Yes, that's it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate all of you. Wow, we got a couple of big donos coming in here right at the end. Thank you, guys. Appreciate that. Finkelstein Solutions to User Status. Please send this article to your friends. Zero Hedge. What is this? Big dono there from Finkelstein. Thank you, man. Appreciate that. $50. Very kind of you. Weapon. Yes, this is a classic, right? What's this? Oh, it's a new one. Okay, yeah. I remember RT. Oh, sorry. I got to show you guys that. I remember RT doing pieces about this. Like, 2008, 9, 10, something like that. Weaponized migration. If you search for it, let me see if I can. Maybe they have blacklisted. I'm just saying, you know, it's still an issue. Yeah, weapons of mass migration. Even The Guardian. Yeah. I guess it's, oh, yeah, it's because of this, right? It's because also, now, Sarah Hedge is covering this from the, you know, Darien Gap and Panama and stuff like that. But the thing is, it's Putin sending migrants in now, all of a sudden. We talked about that. But anyway, thank you, Finkelstein, for that. Yeah, exactly. The ripe small, okay, this is some long form piece beginning. Talking about the garbage smell, I guess, in the, the Darien Gap at, the stench of human waste is one of the first things visitors notice at Bayou Chicuito, which is not what you say, Baja, right? Baja, no, this is Bajo, but Baja, spelled B-A-G-A, which is, of course, all the Swedes out there, maybe some what, Norwegians, Danes, no? Baja, that's to take a shit. I'll just leave that there, okay? Baja. Baya Fresh, it's some chain, it's a Mexican chain. Shit Fresh, that's what I see. When I look at that Mexican restaurant, I say Shit Fresh. Thank you, Finkelstein. Yeah, definitely share that, exactly. We talked about the Darien Gap quite a bit. North Fork, thank you, man. $100, thank you so much. That's awesome. Thank you for the support. Thanks for the show, Henrik. You're nailing it on these issues today. Thanks so much. So much virtue signaling by a lot of these people running their own communities and ruining their own communities and children's future. Hope Idaho stays in good shape for you guys. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you, North Fork. Very kind of you. Ryan Triple G is here as well with a 1488. Thank you. Finkelstein Solutions to users replying to him there saying, I'm one in the comments section of that Sear Hedge article saying President Cohen of Panama is a Jew. LOL. There you go. Nice. Yeah, that's right. Panama. We might have one in Mexico. It's all these countries that are like in the Central American countries leading up to Mexico that might now be on board on the Zio agenda, essentially. Unbelievable, huh? It's almost like it's a plan or something. Emil Lundberg says, Tack så mycket, Henrik. Tack, Emil. Appreciate that. Thank you. Fashy Chad says, when I was in the U.S. airport, there was an African in front of me at border entry who said he didn't have a passport, and the African border guard said, that's okay to him, and let him through. I had to almost miss my flight for further questioning. See? This is it. That's why it's so great to have, like, you contact, the Swedish migration ministry or agency, whatever you want to call it, right? And it's like you inquire about things of, giving citizenship to, my kids, and, of course, extending residency permits or so forth to Lana to be able to, stay in Sweden longer periods of time. And you get a reply from, like, Umbuku Umbele. And he was like, your request has been denied. It was like, okay, here we go. Here we go. That's why we got to get our countries back. There's no option. All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you for the boost at the end. I appreciate that. Appreciate all of you guys. Let me double check Rumble. I don't think we had any other ones I missed on Rumble. No, I think we're caught up. All right, guys. Thank you so much again. We do want to say thanks to our biggest supporters out there, not only our members, of course. If you do want a membership, redicemembers.com. Check out the latest show, just uploaded that today. Mutant Wolves of Chernobyl, Chernobyl, Shallow Reality, The Jews Behind Black Gangster Rap, as I mentioned before, and Seizing Immigration or Migration. Check that show out, good stuff. It's up on redicemembers.com right now. Please join us, only $10 a month, but if you want to get that down per month, you can get a longer sub. We have all the way up to 2 years available, and it gets cheaper progressively the longer sub you get. You can also get one of those at Odyssey, Subscribestar, or on our locals, redicetv.locals.com. We appreciate your support, guys. We also want to say thanks today to our executive producers. Who do we got? We have T. Lothrop Stoddard, V. Miller, Resin Revolt, Good Luck Lap, Jake, Red Pill Rundown, French 47, Mark Smith, No One Jeebs, President Ubunga, Mongoose, William Fox, Angry White Soccer Mom, The Second Wanderer, Operation Werewolf, The Ride Never Ends, Dilbob, Last Place Simp, Joseph Hart, Purple Haze. We also have Rex Ballington, Commie Combo Deal, The Dearborn Toxic Event, Brendan Anthony. We also have Penelope 7 USA, Bertrand Comparet, Dixie Drone Force, and our latest Arctic Wolf. Thank you so much, executive producers. We also have our producers, Mr. Walker 696, Perfect Brute, Johansson, Single Action Army, Leroy Dumond, Lord, H.P. Lovecraft, Snarkpup, Trevor, Eyes Open, Mr. Schwabe, or Der Schwabe rather, Mr. Lemry, Sonata for Violin, Yuri New, ExposeFlyers.com, good to see you in chat today, and also Obadiah Hakeswill. Thank you, boys and girls, we appreciate you. If you want to get one of those, you can get it at redashmembers.com. Just use the donor box interface right there. Always keep in mind, send us an email if you're not yet in the rotation, if you've signed up for one of those recently and we haven't yet caught you, because you can sign up on a number of places. You know, Redash members, you can get one of those on Odyssey or Subscribestar, again, through donor box. Some of you guys do it through the Cash App. So if we have missed you, it's not our intention. But if you're falling through the cracks, we'll sort that out ASAP. Great way of supporting us, guys. If you want to get some more resources our way, definitely consider doing that. Okay, boys and girls, thank you so much again. One last final check here. I want to make sure we're caught up. I think we're caught up. Okay, thank you, Salty Nuts. I saw the last one there as well. All right, we'll be back with more on Friday. We'll see you then. Take care.
Thank you for watching. Go to redicemembers.com and sign up for exclusive members content. Don't miss our latest shows, interviews, and other videos only for subscribers. You can also become a member by signing up at subscribestar.com/redice. Get full access and help support our work. See you on the other side.